This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Everything is on.
Everything is on, so hopefully GCN, if you can hear this, give us a sign from the radio gods that we're connected.
I wonder what that would look like. Would they send locusts to kill the firstborn son of everybody?
No, I'm pretty sure it would come in the form of a text message, or maybe them getting on the mic and saying,
yeah,
you're live.
Radio gods aren't as epic.
In the control room. Anyway, this is Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live is a show where you can call in about anything that's on your mind, unlike other talk radio shows, which probably aren't going to do that, really have a focus on the callers and what they have to say, and definitely aren't going to be live on a Sunday night.
No, certainly not.
You can call us and bring up anything that's on your mind here on Free Talk Live at 855-450-3733. That's our phone number. We're also available on Skype at lrn.fm. That's our Skype handle. And our phone lines are brought to you by the lovely, wonderful VPN provider ProXPN.
That's right. You know, could you imagine if this happened to Rush Limbaugh? Could you picture him letting the show go on? I mean, here we are being so professional, talking into the mics, whether anybody's hearing us or not. He would be flipping out, I bet.
So
modest.
Just like you always are, Brian. Yeah. By the way, this is, you may notice that our normal Sunday host, Mark, is gone today, since he hasn't said anything yet, and it's been about a minute into the show.
Yeah.
Mark is at, a political dinner. He's emceeing it. I don't really understand why he's interested in going to this, but he goes pretty much every year. Maybe they keep inviting him back.
Well, apparently they ask him to essentially cajole people, and I think he is a professional at that task. He's very good at cajoling.
Cajoling?
Cajoling.
Yeah.
Cajoling.
Did you mispronounce
tomato,
it on purpose?
Tomato,
maybe. I'm not even sure.
Right. It's a radio. I can do what I want. So anyway, yeah, people have to deal with just you and I.
Yeah, this is the one of those anarchist editions of the Sunday Night Show. And it is so anarchic, in fact, that we may not even be on the air. We'll find out soon. I do see we have a call coming in, but maybe there's no board operator there to screen it. And they just dropped off the line.
So okay.
Anyway, we're going to talk about what we want to talk about here on the Sunday Night Show. And that would be something that is kind of a continuation of a story that we've covered in past Sunday editions of Free Talk Live. We talked about Facebook and their unethical scientific research experiments on their users that the users did not consent to, and they lamely claimed it was covered by the terms of service that you agree to participate in research, even though that was not very clear.
Well, all right, in their defense, like, they did get, you know, clearing from a board, essentially, that said, yeah, you can go ahead and do this. Well, I guess, though, that board actually worked for Facebook, so maybe that wasn't so. Because that's what people expect with these kinds of things, is they'd expect a third party that would say, yeah, maybe this isn't that ethical. Well, Facebook went to a third party, but that third party works for Facebook. So what do you expect?
Yeah, that's called a conflict of interest, and they should be aware
exactly.
of that. I mean, you're supposed to take ethics classes in grad school. I did. I have a PhD, and I did have to take ethics classes in grad school. But how quickly we forget when the military waves money in the form of government grants in front of our face.
That's right.
Anyway, there's been another kind of development that's really similar to this story about Facebook. Now the military is also funding research on how to manipulate Twitter. Is that right?
Yeah, this is coming from The Guardian, which, of course, is notorious for being the initial revealer of the Snowden revelation. And its U.S. military studied how to influence Twitter users in DARPA-funded research. Now, DARPA, of course, that's the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency. These are the supposedly the brains, if there are any brains inside of government and the U.S. government. These are the brains. This is the think tank that comes up with all the, you know, incredible strategies and incredible technologies, etc. And so they, well, I'll go ahead and start reading the story.
Yeah, please.
The activities of users of Twitter and other social media services were recorded and analyzed as part of a major project funded by the U.S. military in a program that covers ground similar to Facebook's controversial experiment into how to control emotions by manipulating news feeds. Research funded directly or indirectly by the U.S. Department of Defense's Military Research Department, known as DARPA, has involved users of some of the Internet's largest destinations, including Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Kickstarter, for studies of social connections.
Really? Yeah. All these housewives using Pinterest are a threat to national security? Seriously?
Hey,
I'm sorry, Britney Spears. I don't mean to stereotype, but it is mostly women who use Pinterest, right?
That's like so it seems. Now, but DARPA had to spend millions to find out what you just said.
Oh my God. Seriously.
I guarantee it.
Seriously.
But this is actually, this is interesting because one of the points we made on last week's show when we talked about the Facebook, research was that I had said that, look, if you think Facebook's the only one doing this, you're crazy. You know, or if it's the only gateway for this kind of research, and it most certainly isn't. DARPA is obviously going all the way, you know. That's not to say, now granted, this
isn't... what is Google and Microsoft and Yahoo doing that you don't know about? Right?
Right. I mean, granted, like Twitter, this is DARPA doing the research. It's not necessarily Twitter themselves doing the research. That's where Facebook did it to itself, you know, all the way in.
Okay, yeah, I can see that. But with the details of this study... Was Twitter actually involved? Did they have to do anything, or did the military just analyze kind of public data from Twitter?
According to the story, no. That Twitter had, they didn't like change algorithms. They were more or less just overlooking and studying and seeing how things worked. So it's still not as dastardly as what Facebook did, because Facebook literally manipulated. But this might be close. I'll keep reading. Research funded directly, or I already read that part. While some elements of the multi-million-dollar project might raise a wry smile, research has included analysis of the tweets of celebrities such as Lady Gaga and Justin Bieber, because they are very dangerous individuals, I must admit, in an attempt to understand influence on Twitter. Others have resulted in the buildup of massive data sets of tweets and additional types of social media posts. Several of the DOD-funded studies went further than merely monitoring what users were communicating on their own, instead messaging unwitting participants in order to track and study how they respond. Okay, so they didn't. So DARPA didn't, you know, it didn't mess with an algorithm like Facebook did.
Mm-hmm.
But DARPA did get involved and, like, ask questions to your everyday Twitter person and see how they would respond to it to see how they can manipulate it. So
Are you saying that they paid Lady Gaga to tweet something specific?
No.
Okay.
No, I'm saying someone at DARPA would respond to one of Lady Gaga's tweets. Because, I mean, you got to admit, responding to Lady Gaga's tweets is really important to national defense. I mean, this is, you know, on the scale of 1 to 10, Lady Gaga is an 11 as far as terrorism goes, right? And so we need to pay our the U.S. tax dollars, the U.S. citizens, quote-unquote, tax dollars needs to go to somebody tweeting at Justin Bieber and Lady Gaga.
This is laughable. I mean, on one hand, like, if they're just using sort of publicly available data, and like Twitter is a public forum. I've heard it described as like a cocktail party where everybody can hear your conversation, right?
And yeah, so, it's the fire hose of information.
Don't say anything on Twitter that you don't want anyone to be able to hear, right?
Well, unfortunately, you can't say a whole hell of a lot. Because it's only 140 characters.
That's true.
But I mean, this isn't necessarily, this sort of thing isn't new for DARPA to be doing. I don't remember the specifics of the story, but a few years ago, they talked about how, U.S. agents, we'll say, were impersonating people on Facebook. And in some points, being agent provocateurs at that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's good to talk about this because the savvy person should know that it is very probable, in fact, not just possible, but likely, that you have interacted with some kind of paid government agent posing as a friendly neighborhood liberty lover
right.
or a Bitcoiner on Twitter or Facebook, right? And the key is just to have a little bit of wits about you and don't try not to incriminate yourself if you can help it. And, you know, think about what you want to post on those things.
Yeah, and
I mean,
really,
it's hard. I'm guilty of that, too, sometimes, oversharing. But, you know, it can really help to have a healthy sense of boundaries about what you share.
Yeah, and I want to read more of the story, but I think that's an interesting point you bring up, because before somebody gets, you know, in a tizzy saying, I should be able to say whatever I want, yeah, sure, you can, but keep in mind that, look, with the way you interact on social media isn't real anyway. You're already curating your responses and your posts on the social media. It's not you. You know, you're not being witty. Okay, I mean, well, maybe you are being witty, but
stand up. Give me an L.
Give me another L.
Give me a C.
What's that spell?
Incorporation.
Protection.
Success. Incorporate your business.
LLC. If you're about to start a business, these three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why LLC.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners. So you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home. Protect your car. Protect your life savings. Call 1-800-915-2955 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from LLC.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy.
Incorporation, protection, success. Incorporate your business.
Call now for your free guide. 1-800-915-2955. That's 1-800-915-2955.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power, a gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Whoa! This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now is the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855 453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Sunday night edition. That's better. Now we can hear the music.
Yeah, there's music. That's great.
We had a technical problem. It was actually on our end, so apologies for questioning GCN. They were all set. It was us. But we got it worked out now. Everything's good. And we are live here on Sunday night.
That's right. Without the government, who would turn up the volume?
Exactly. You know? Who would pump up the volume and jam? Anyway, this is Stephanie with you.
And Brian.
You can call us tonight at 855-450-3733. That is our ProXPN toll-free call-in line. You can also call us on Skype at lrn.fm. Now, this is the show where you can call in and take control of the airwaves, bring up anything that's on your mind. So let's go right to the phones and talk to Ty listening in Memphis. Hey, Ty, you're
on
Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Apparently the problem affected the amp call-in line, too. I tried the amp call-in line, and it just rang off the hook. But can you hear me?
Well, that was probably because, we can hear you just fine. When you called on the amp call-in line before, that was probably because I just wasn't paying attention to it because I was distracted by the other problems. So I don't think anything wrong with the amp call-in line for anybody who wants to call in there. But go ahead with what's on your mind, Ty.
Well, I wanted to talk a little bit about the border crisis. You know, there's been a lot of talk about that lately. There's a lot of inflamed opinion going on. It's become a great big political football. I don't know how much you know about that crisis. I actually know very little. I've studied a little bit about it, but apparently the president or the White House website posted something intended to be a message to the quote-unquote illegals in the country right now, saying that if these conditions, you know, if you meet these conditions, you don't need to worry about being deported. Well, apparently that message got down into South America, so people...
What were the conditions?
I'm not sure exactly what those conditions were, but I think some of them had to do with children. You know, if there are children involved, you don't have to worry about being deported. We're not going to deport you. So I think that's why there's a lot of children that have been basically shoved on trains or whatever to get up here to try to get into the country and be like a refugee.
Wow.
So
it's just incredible how it creates these unintended consequences whenever government issues these diktats. You know, people just immediately find a way to game the system. Not that I think they should be deported in any way. I'm just saying, like, kids' lives have been disrupted from wherever they're living to be transferred here so that their relative doesn't get deported because there's a kid involved now, right?
Yeah, there's so many levels of government screw-ups involved in this. First, the government in their home country is so screwed up, has messed up the system so much that they cannot live there. They've made life untenable for them there. That's why they want to come to America. You know, if they could make it there, they would stay there. You know, most people have an attachment to the place where they're born. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
So it takes some pretty drastic.
Or there's at least a cost if they were to move.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
And you've got the political wranglings here in this country with the mixed messages. You know. There was a meme that was posted to Facebook that showed the mixed messages, you know, the message on the Statue of Liberty, at the plaque on the Statue of Liberty about, you know, bring us your tired or weary, your huddled masses, tempest tossed, you know, basically saying, you know, we'll help you out. And then these people are at the border with these signs saying, go home, you know, stay away. So... It's really
in fact, I brought in a story.
Go ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. I brought in a story that actually there's groups planning on military style operations against
militia
anybody. Militia groups. You know, these are private individuals, I guess you could say, who are planning on taking absolute action you know, against anybody that tries crossing the border, whether it's in response to what you're talking about, Ty, or not, I'm not exactly sure. But, I mean, one of the guys in this even said, if you know, his orders to the other guys in the militia that are going to protect, and I guess they've set up a command center along the border. That's how serious this militia is. They said, if you see an illegal, you point your gun dead at him right between his eyes, and you say, get back across the border or you will be shot.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's really violent.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's horrible. And, the thing is, if there wasn't an entitlement program from government welfare, which the government should not be involved in charities, it should be private, mutual aid societies and things like that, you know, that way if people come to this country and they could support themselves or they find a community that's willing to support them, then they're welcomed. But because there is this government welfare program, the people who are forced, compelled to pay into it, feel like they're being ripped off by the immigrants, when actually they're being ripped off by their own government.
Yeah, and it's so funny. The government has been really successful at shifting the blame for things that they cause onto other groups, you know? So, like, when immigrants come in and perhaps abuse the welfare system, nobody blames the government for setting up the welfare system. They blame the immigrants, right? You know, similarly, every time some government does something, like, I remember one time I got into this conversation with somebody saying that I didn't want to do jury duty because I consider it conscription. It's taking me out of my life where I can earn as much money as I care to work enough to earn and putting me into a job that I don't want to do where I have to spend my own money and drive there and show up at 8 a.m. and do other things that I don't want to do. And this person said, wow, well, I hope no one goes to jail because of you. Well, it's not because of me. It's because of the state.
Right.
They're the ones
yeah.
who are prosecuting
yeah, exactly.
crime, right? So, yeah, the government is just great at getting people to not blame them for the problems that they actually cause.
Yeah, I agree. And it makes it worse, too. Like, even try leaving the U.S. I mean, this sword swings both ways. You know, try being an expat, try getting out of here and staying out to where you don't have to actually pay anything for living abroad.
Mm.
And that is a mess. And they treat you just as, quote unquote, bad as they do people trying to get in.
I don't see any, that's a great point, Brian, because I don't see any outrage directed at the government for all the things they do to keep people within the borders.
Oh, yeah.
To keep Americans in, not to keep other people out. Everybody's complaining, oh, you don't do enough to keep people out, but nobody's complaining about the cattle, the tax cattle
but,
being kept in, which is really ratcheting up.
If you expatriate,
go ahead.
They still want to charge you taxes if you're in another country.
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
It doesn't really matter.
Yeah, I mean, you can't get in and you can't leave. It's so weird. I mean, there's nothing. What system
you
ever
can get
has
in,
even,
but you can't leave?
Yeah, you know, that's what's so funny is this gets touted as this incredibly free system. What system ever did this? What? Not even feudal lords did that. You walked, you were gone. You came in, good, we get your taxes. You leave,
and
we don't.
And you never agree to it. It's that,
yeah.
You know, if you happen to be born on this certain plot of land, well, suddenly you are a citizen. And I'm sorry, but I never signed any agreement that says, yeah, I'll pay the U.S. government a percentage of my income every year until I stop making income or die, and then when they die, they get more
madness
in exchange for a duty of protection, which they don't have, and that's been proven over and over again. Ty, thank you for calling in today. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. Tell us your thoughts on immigration or anything else that's on your mind. Free Talk Live Sunday Show, more coming up.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free.
Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Sunday night show. Yes, we are live on Sunday night. It's me, Stephanie.
And Brian.
Doing the live Anarchist edition of the Sunday.
That's right. I usually give it a little punch, like, you know, Anarchist edition.
I'll let you do that from now on. Yeah, I'm just a little too nice. I'm like this.
You are nice,
mild mannered lady. Anyway, uh-huh. Mark is away tonight. He will be back next Sunday. Well, he'll probably be back before that. Actually, I think he'll be on Monday or whenever it is he comes back. But
right.
Tonight he's at a dinner. So we are, well, Mark's away. Stephanie and Brian will play.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, we just had a caller in the last segment talking about, you know, the immigration issue in the United States, people coming in. And then I had mentioned about getting out. Now, the thing is, look, there's really, there's a market for this, for people trying to get out of the U.S. or trying to get out of the, pretty much the entire citizenship issue that the U.S. creates.
Yeah, and solve this problem for me of tax slavery.
Yeah, and it's very much, as far as I know, unlike anywhere else in the world. So I do have a solution. and that is passportsforbitcoin.com. Now, I don't know if this is going to necessarily solve your tax slavery, but this is a good thing to have, is a second passport, okay? Because what if your passport, what if you, honestly...
It will if you renounce your U.S. citizenship,
yeah,
when
if your U.S. Passport means nothing, for whatever reason that could be, let your imagination run wild with that, you are going to want a second passport. Okay, so you can go to passportsforbitcoin.com. Actually, if you it's a plural, but if you just type in passportforbitcoin.com, I found out that that'll take you there too. But yeah, which is a good thing to have going. So, but you can check out their St. Kitts program at passportsforbitcoin.com, and they, you know, obviously it's Passports for Bitcoin. They take Bitcoin to be able to get a second passport, and believe me, that is some genuine freedom that I think everybody should be interested in getting. Boy, if you don't have your U.S. passport, get that. Yeah, at least. I mean,
yeah.
But
they've
then,
got some information on their website. I mean, you and I don't know much about this, or at least I don't know much about
sure.
this. I'm definitely not giving advice on this topic. But if you go to their website, they will give you the rundown about sort of what is required, and then they'll work with you to help you get St. Kitts passport, right?
Right. So if you're considering renouncing your citizenship or just getting a second passport, this is the place to go, passportsforbitcoin.com.
All right, cool. 855-450-3733 is our number here on Free Talk Live, where you can call in and bring up anything that's on your mind. You can also call us on Skype at lrn.fm, and those are the Pro XPN toll-free call-in lines. No matter where you are in the world, you probably want a good VPN, and Pro XPN is the one to go to. So speaking of internet privacy, Brian, can you continue with this article that we started reading about the military, the U.S. military, DARPA, doing research on how to manipulate Twitter?
Yeah, and so part of one of the real use cases that we're aware of is that they will, I mean, they're looking at what people say on Twitter, how these things escalate, you know, because Twitter has been said to be very successful in Arab Spring, in really a lot of revolutions or evolutions around the world, in toppling governments and who knows what else. So I can see where DARPA would be interested in this, but it's kind of funny the areas that we know that they were looking in. Like, they were looking at Lady Gaga's tweets and Justin Bieber's tweets. And
do they really think that Lady Gaga is going to spark a revolution?
I don't know.
Kind?
But they would have people, you know, DARPA agents tweet in response to something that Lady Gaga would tweet to see what people would say in response to that.
What were they looking for? I'm still unclear on the goal.
Well, you know, I'm a fan, and I mean this seriously, I'm a fan of Lady Gaga, and there's actually a song called Government Hooker, and off of her latest album, but the album before that had, that doesn't matter. Anyway, that's the name of the song. And so I'm half wondering, it's like, you know, how do you feel about a song being named Government Hooker? I wonder if that's what DARPA asked.
What did they ask? I'm unclear.
Yeah,
on
I'm not sure.
Like, I
if
know,
they even really know which questions were theirs. Maybe.
So the results of the study hasn't been published yet?
No, this is kind of a release.
This is a leak.
Yeah.
I'll
go on with the story here. Several of the DOD-funded studies went further than merely monitoring what users were communicating on their own, instead messaging unwitting participants in order to track and study how they responded. That's what we were just talking about. Shortly before the Facebook controversy erupted, DARPA published a lengthy list of the projects under its Social Media and Strategic Communications program, including links to actual papers and abstracts. So not exactly a leak, but this is something that they published out there. So they're in control of what actual information went out.
Boy,
okay.
Wow.
Yeah, so
the thing about publicly funded research, that is so-called, I mean, let's call it what it is. It's funded by the government, which gets
right.
which derives its money through extorting people and getting them to pay under duress. And the idea with that kind of research, if it's funded by tax money, is that everybody is supposed to be able to benefit from that research because they all sort of paid for it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's supposed to be published in publicly accessible journals. There's a policy with that with the National Institutes of Health, which funds pretty much all of the biomedical research that goes on here. You know, this definitely goes against that idea, right? If they're
right.
doing research, but they're basically just using it for their own benefit, but they're funding it with stolen money.
Yeah, the project list includes a study of how activists with the Occupy movement use Twitter, as well as a range of research on tracking internet memes. Maybe they might like the Doge.
They're tracking internet memes. They've got nothing better to do.
Yeah, and some about understanding how influence behavior liking, following, retweeting happens on a range of popular social media platforms like Pinterest, Twitter, Kickstarter, Dig, and Reddit. Now, this is kind of the weird thing for me is that, you know, a lot of people don't notice this, but most social media exists almost solely, unless with your actual typed response, exists in a world of extreme positivity. And I don't know if that's, I don't know how much that's on purpose or what. And what I mean by that is that on Twitter, you can hit favorite. You can't hit on, you know, a dislike.
Right.
Just like on Facebook, you have like, you can't hit dislike. Mm. There are no options for any kind of like negative.
Except on YouTube, you can hit dislike on YouTube.
Yeah, you can hit thumbs down on YouTube, right, which is interesting. And in fact, equally interesting because YouTube is notorious for having the most, you know, vile and toxic
negative trolls
and responses out there.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know, maybe this is just maybe the fact that you can only like and retweet and whatever else is just a way to stem off trolls. Maybe that's the idea. But even that is some degree, maybe that's going too far, but I can see where some people might call that manipulation in and of itself, is that you are required to live in this world of positivity.
It's a game, and it has rules, you know.
Sure.
Each social media network is a game, and I guess they're just trying to figure out how to win at that game, whatever that means.
Yeah.
But it's disturbing regardless. Like, if this is just a boondoggle, then it's a total waste of money. You know, if they're just trying to figure out what makes the Doge meme viral, or what makes the picture of that roasted cauliflower go viral on Pinterest and
right.
everybody repins it or whatever, everybody pins it.
Well,
then that's just a waste of money and that's bad.
Right.
But if it's trying to actually influence people's behavior, then it's also insidious and also possibly a waste of money too.
Yeah.
So either way you slice it, just like that roasted cauliflower.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's not good.
No, right. this is crazy. And when you combine it, I think, with other studies that DARPA has had in the past, that things really start to look nuts. If you combine it, maybe they're not supposed to be related at all. But I know you're aware of this one. Actually, Ben Swan is the guy that reported on it, which was they were trying to figure out, DARPA was figuring out how to kind of control the narrative in religious groups, and so that how could you manipulate, and those were pretty much the exact words they were using, is how to manipulate religious groups, how to manipulate masses, what causes people to feel euphoric, what causes people to you know, swing this way and that. And, you know, when you combine that with this, it looks like an overarching picture of how do we control the masses.
Well, yeah, I mean, the thing about that is, I think that they would love to be able to do it. But the question is it possible? I mean, you worked in PSYOPs in the military.
Yes.
Do you think that it was an easy thing to do to just influence mass opinion?
No, it was not easy at all.
Yeah.
Though, granted, I didn't have, none of us had these kind of tools.
But would these tools make it that much easier? I still think it would be a very difficult thing, and that's what gives me comfort.
I'll say this, Google doesn't understand me at all.
855-450-3733. Is it possible for the government to control people's thoughts? More coming up here on Sunday Free Talk Live.
One Little Joint Supplement. You know this powerful little pill is great for your joints. It even has powerful benefits to help increase your mobility and flexibility. But the joint supplements of today are sadly incomplete because they don't give you the joint relief you're looking for. Until now. Introducing the complimentary two-week sample of Instaflex, our most powerful joint formula ever. It's the number one selling joint supplement at GNC. The only thing our complimentary sample of Instaflex is missing is the price. Because right now, we're offering adults a complimentary two-week sample as part of a nationwide giveaway. Call and claim your sample today. 1-800-608-9424. Instaflex provides powerful, effective joint relief for your knees, hands, even your hips. Prove it to yourself by calling now for your complimentary sample. Instaflex is available at GNC, Walgreens, and CVS, but you can only get your complimentary two-week sample by calling 1-800-608-9424. Call now for your two-week Instaflex sample. 1-800-608-9424.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. Legal. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, proflowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Springtime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Sunday night edition. The anarchist edition, because Mark is away today, and it's so anarchistic and so lawless and so scofflaw that we've actually had a guest crash the party who isn't normally here on Sunday nights, but is a Free Talk Live co-host. Hey,
that's
Johnson.
Right.
Johnson's
just
here with us.
Crashing in anarchist style.
That's right.
Exactly. Rolling in like a bear cat. Yeah, no,
we weren't going to let on any. We weren't going to let anybody else.
That would not be anarchist style.
No, it would be statist style. Rolling in like a ball of peace and love. Right? How about that?
Like a furry kitten.
And it's Stephanie here with you, and Brian's here,
and of course,
too.
Brian.
We kind of didn't do the normal Free Talk Live roundtable, introduce ourselves.
We'll do that the rest of the night.
It's anarchy. Yeah. We can't.
Exactly.
There's no order whatsoever.
Anarchy is order.
Yes, right. Anyway, I want to tell you about ProXPN. Now, admittedly, ProXPN wouldn't necessarily keep you from the harm of DARPA's monitoring of Twitter, but it would keep you from them monitoring any data that you're sending up from your computer. It would keep everything that's coming up client-side. You should be in really good shape. And so I want you to check out ProXPN because it's a VPN service. This is the first line of defense for your online security, in my opinion. And they use nothing but the best. They use OpenVPN, which is trusted by the geeks. It's open source. It's been checked out. There's no NSA code in there, as we're aware of. It's really the way to go. So I want you to check out proxpn.com/FTL. You can use the code FTL20. Believe me, this will work on anything you've got. You're going to get 20% off with that discount code. Okay, but it'll work on Windows, OS X, even Linux. It works on Android, works on iOS. You take your pick. It works on it. You can have it running all the time. And personally, I kind of recommend that you do that. So proxpn.com/FTL. Check it out. Use the code FTL20, or you can even use Bitcoin, and you will get an even greater savings, and it will cost you less than a trip to McDonald's, a very cheap trip to McDonald's at that.
It's like a prophylactic for the Internet.
That's
Practice
right.
safe browsing.
Absolutely.
I use ProXPN daily.
Yeah, when you have InfoSex, you want to use a VPN.
Yeah.
That's SEC. S.
Exactly.
Yeah, not SEX. Anyway.
So 855-450-3733.
Sorry, I'm now imagining InfoSec. Like, talk factually to me, baby.
Like, make it encrypted.
Just tell me some things from Wikipedia. Like, info.
Let's just picture
info
it.
InfoSec. You know, just the info part.
I mean, a VPN is like putting a condom on your Ethernet connection. You know, that's really, that's exactly. what it is. Exactly. And ProXPN offers nothing but the best.
Nothing but the best, yes. For your pleasure. Anyway, 855-450-3733. This is going to be fun, I can tell. That is the ProXPN toll-free call-in line where you can call about anything that's on your mind. You can also call us on Skype at lrn.fm. And let's take some calls, shall we, gentlemen? Let's talk first with David in North Dakota. Hi, David. You're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind tonight?
Hi, thank you. Yeah, I'm wondering if you can talk to me about this, because nobody else will, so you're like my last chance, maybe.
Wow.
Oh, boy, this is going to be ugly.
So long, and I can't find anybody to talk to me about it, but this, it goes back to the Benghazi incident, the fact that Chris Stevens, the ambassador to Benghazi, was openly gay. And I know that because they mentioned that on the news when it first happened. And then I never heard it again. And so I looked it up online, and there's pictures of, you know, one of his partners and stuff. And there's actually pictures of what his captors took of what they were doing to him before they killed him. And they do these things to gay people. And why would the United States send a openly gay ambassador to a place where they kill gay people? Unless they wanted him dead. I can't understand that.
That's a good question.
It seems like a really important factor, and maybe even the reason why for the uprising.
But and why would he agree to go?
I don't understand,
right?
Where's the gay community? I mean, wouldn't they be angry about that?
Yeah, well, I had no idea about that. What do you think?
I don't know. I mean, I just can't believe it's not been brought up by anybody.
It's been discussed. I think Huffington Post talked about it. Was this 2012 when that happened in Libya, right? The Benghazi thing?
Sounds about right.
Yeah, okay. I know Huffington Post did talk about it. The White House really apologized. They seem to be somewhat aware that he was gay. But I agree that that's really odd. Like, that is not a good move. I mean, there's very few countries in the Middle East or, you know, in that area that an openly gay person could be. And I concur. I think it's a dumb move.
Well, Brian, you're good at weaving conspiracy theories. I mean, come up with something on the fly.
Oh, maybe they wanted him dead. I mean, it's hard to believe. This was an attack.
What did he know? I mean, to me, honestly, it looks like the United States murdered Chris Stevens. Because it's
well, I don't know the last time that a diplomatic compound had ever gotten successfully attacked and to where somebody died in that instance. I mean, look, the U.S. military, the U.S. in general, lies about the numbers of people that die all the time. They're always significantly higher. I can say that personally. I'm a veteran. I know the numbers. Okay.
Yeah.
They do that. But in this case, I don't know. I've just never heard of a diplomatic compound successfully getting attacked and it happening. It just seems... I don't know. I agree with you. It seems too good.
Or it could be a sacrifice made if they wanted to kill him, right? That's one thing. But they could have also been trying to start a conflict and trying to damage relations with that particular country intentionally.
Right.
Yeah.
Because,
sure.
I mean, wouldn't they take that as a great insult that you would put this gay person in the middle of our, you know, and give him, you know, honor and... You know, in a society where we don't honor people like that, you know.
Sure, but also rallying people over here against that country. In other words, rallying people by using, you know, having that being in the media over here would rally people against that particular country you know.
Right, right.
Yeah, I mean, it, especially considering Libya's, the history between the U.S. and Libya since the 80s mm-hmm. is so ugly, there's really, to do anything, anything at all that would set off, you know, a nation like that is really scary. And in fact, you know, something else, when I was in the military, I traveled to many, many countries, and you got a pretty big book, a pretty big, you know, printout, essentially, of this is what you don't do when you go to this country. You don't show the bottom of your feet. You don't burp here. You don't do this. You don't do that. How the hell do you not know you're sending a gay man over to Libya where that's a death sentence? I agree. It doesn't make sense. I'm with you.
Yeah.
David, thank you for bringing this up.
Yep. I'll give you a quick story from the Bible that it reminds me of. When King David, you know, he's been with Bathsheba, and then he wanted her husband to be killed. And he sent him out.
Yeah,
you know,
he wanted Bathsheba.
The,
saw her bathing on the rooftop. And it,
Right. And so he sent her husband out to the front lines and told his general to withdraw from him so that he would be killed. And that's exactly
to make
what
sure
they
he
did.
Died.
Yeah, to make sure he died. And I mean, David was held accountable for the murder of Uriah. You know, and it's like the United States did exactly the same thing for Stevens, and he was abandoned. You know, it's pretty
interesting
obvious.
Points, David. Yeah, thank you for calling in about this tonight.
Yeah,
I appreciate you bringing that up.
With...
I hope we were able to talk to you. Yeah, sure.
No, it is. It's weird. I mean, well, I think there's a couple deaths because Sean Smith died as well, it's weird. I agree. I hadn't really thought about it until the caller mentioned it. It is weird.
Yeah,
Brian, you mentioned Libyans in the media since the 80s, and my brain just immediately jumped to my Bible, Back to the Future, and just that the scene in
it must be the Libyans,
right? And they found me.
They're coming for the uranium,
and
or
the guy
plutonium.
You know, coming out of the top of the truck with the rocket launcher. We haven't had good relations with them for a while.
No, that's a long, long time. Yeah, to do anything at all, really, to set them off it's hard not to consider it intentional.
Let's go back to the phones and talk to Jim listening in New Mexico online. Hey, Jim, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hello. Thank you. Well, I'd just like to make a quick comment. You know, I mean, we all know that government is bad, but it seems to me that we could improve it by eliminating dual citizens from serving in that government, you know, that is supposed to be representing us, you know, i.e. Dual citizens, are voting for the benefit of their own country rather than the United States, and actually are promoting policy that is damaging to our particular country here.
Who is a dual citizen that is in the
how
government?
Many are there, really?
I can't think of anyone. That's why I'm asking.
Well, the Democratic Party is full of dual citizen Israelis. I mean, if you just do a search on there on the internet.
Sure, I mean, people voting. So you're saying take away their voting rights entirely? Take away the voting rights of all dual citizens? Or are you talking about people actually
serving in government? They shouldn't be serving in government, period.
How many are there?
He claims the Democratic Party is full of them.
About 50.
Jim, hang on the line, if you would. I'd like to explore this a little bit more, if you wouldn't mind. Hold the line, please. This is Free Talk Live, and we're going to talk about this coming up here in just moments. 855-450-3733. Dual citizenship? It sounds like kind of a good idea if you want to maybe escape the U.S. at some point.
Kid, if something in this facility breaks, bends, or bursts, Granger's got our back. 20 cases of disc springs from Granger.com, new rotary encoder, ordered on Granger's mobile app, a dozen splash goggles from the local Granger branch. What more could you want in life? Granger has over 1 million products for all our facilities' needs. 1 million. That's a 1 followed by 6 zeros, kid. Everything we need whenever we need it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, Chuck Woolery here. I don't know about you, but I don't like taking pills for minor arthritis pain, and I don't like those patches either. But I have found something that works, Australian Dream Arthritis Pain Relief Cream. It's a great product. It doesn't smell or burn, isn't greasy, and it works. And Australian Dream has an empty jar guarantee. You can use the whole jar, and if you're not happy, you get your money back. But I doubt you'll send it back. This stuff really works. Australian Dream is now available at Target or your favorite retail store.
Hi, Dr. Hurley here to give you information you may not want to hear. Approximately 70,000 chemicals are currently used and released into the environment in the United States each year, and 30 million kilograms of these toxic chemicals are known to cause cancer. And now the good news. Longevity's 5-day cleansing program can drastically reduce the toxins in your body. For more information about the 5-day cleanse, visit drhurley.net or call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Hi, Dr. Lorraine Hurley here. Would you wait till you're dying of thirst before digging a well? Well, why wait until you're sick before getting the nutrients you need? Longevity's Healthy Start Pack has all the essential nutrients your body needs. The 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, and 2 fatty acids just aren't available in most people's diets. Your body needs these nutrients, and the Healthy Pack 2.0 has them all covered. Get your Healthy Body Pack by calling 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net today.